And we need to be joyous about it, because it is a joyous occasion when our departure arrives. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus. Suddenly, a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for me for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise, go into the city, and you will be told what to do." As Christians, we all have been told what to do. We have been given a task. We have been put in the race. We have to complete that race at some point in time. And how you finish will determine how you feel. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, we read about Paul's triumphant epitaph. Paul says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. Not to me only, but also to all who love the appearing of the Lord." In this passage of Scripture, the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy, his son in the faith. This man who wrote most of the New Testament ended his writings with a letter to his son in the faith. He tells him in this letter that he is about to die, that his departure is at hand. Paul expected to die pretty soon. He expected to depart. He knew it was coming soon. And as you well know, some departures we face are expected and some are not. In any case, it's difficult. But I believe in Christ. I believe in his word. I believe that in times like this, the word of God will speak to us and bring us comfort and direction. I think in this passage we see some things that would help us today deal with departure. Death is a tough thing to take. In any case, expected or unexpected, it is a difficult thing to wrap our minds around, especially when we don't have that understanding, and especially when we don't have a relationship with Christ. See, as Christ our teacher and the Holy Spirit as our guide and our mentor, it is more easier to deal with death than it is if we had no relationship with Christ. We just can't wrap our mind around it. Paul said in verse 6, "The time of my departure is at hand." That word departure is an interesting word. And I believe if we understood that word, it would help us understand death. The word departure, you see, was a nautical term. This word was used by sailors to speak of untying the ship so they could sail. You've seen it before. You watched a ship sail away to the horizon and out of your sight. You see, it slips out of sight, but in truth, the ship is still sailing, even though you can't see it. You see, when a ship leaves harbor, it would soon be entering another harbor. On this side, we say goodbye. On the other side, Jesus says, "Welcome home." And if we wrap this around our mind, then we will understand that word departure. The word departure was a military term. This word was used by the military to refer to taking down your tent in order to move to another place. The word "strike the tent." That's just what death is, a folding up of the earthly tent in order to make a journey elsewhere. The word departure was an agricultural term. To a farmer meant the time of the day when he would take the yoke off the back of his farm animals, when he laid that burden off his back. The word departure, or the word death, like a ship that sails to another port, like a camper who have folded up their tent, like a beast of burden, our burdens is no more. We must understand what the word departure is if we can and will deal with death. This is a touchy subject, but we all must face it at some point in time. We have to. Paul says in verse 7, I have fought a good fight. Life at times can be a fight. There are many battles on this side of heaven. Financial battles, job loss, friend loss, spouse lost. There are many battles on this side of heaven. Paul said, I have finished the race. He finished the assignment given to him by God. See, as Christians, we all have an assignment. We have to finish that assignment. We have to stay in the race. And you know what the term race means. When I ran in the relay and I ran the fourth leg, and when the baton was handed to me, I had to finish the race. Now I had to stay on course. If I got out of that line, I was disqualified. But thanks be to God, while we're running this race, if you get out of line, you can get right back in, and a crown of life still can be yours. That's the beauty of this race. I have kept the faith. We must all strive to be faithful until the end. Paul knew that. This man who once persecuted Christians got in a race on that road to Damascus, and he never looked back. He kept the faith. Now he has a triumphant epitaph for us, an example for us to follow. At the destination point is Jesus Christ. I believe when a Christian departs, he closes his eyes in death on this side and opens them to behold the face of Jesus on the other side. See, Paul has a message for us this morning that we can be triumphant as well. Now, this message may mean joy to Christians, especially if you know the word of God. But if you have not obeyed that form of doctrine, if you have not come in contact with Christ, this may not mean much to you. But this is a direction we all have to take. It's coming. Paul's final testimony, Paul looked at the present. Paul looked at the close of his life. He looked at the close of his life. He looked at the past. Paul looked at the race he faithfully ran. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt that I am exactly where I am supposed to be. He also looked at the future. Paul looked at the future, the crown of life he will receive on that day. And that crown of life, as Paul said, is not only for me, but for all who love the appearing of the Lord. See, the crown of life is for everybody. You know, in a race, there's only one prize. That's first place. But in this race, there is a prize for everyone. It's called heaven. Every departure is different. That's life. In Psalms chapter 116, verse 15, the Bible reads, precious in the sight of the Lord is the departure of his saints. It's a precious thing. See, we're laying down this burden, we're laying down this life, and we are ready for eternal life. God has a place for us. Are you ready for your triumphal epitaph? Paul said there was laid up for him a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give to him. Paul called Jesus a righteous judge. We will all one day give an account for the lives that we live. You don't have to be old to die. You don't have to be sick to die. You have to be ready to die. You have to be ready. I believe that we can be ready. I believe as we follow the instructions for the race and build faith day by day, we too can have a triumphant epitaph. I believe the victory is ours. I believe it's yours if you want it. I believe the instructions is already given. The plan of salvation is already there. The route to take has already been laid out. Everything is already done for you. All we have to do is follow it. That's the beauty of Christianity. God has taken everything into consideration. He looked at every scenario why you can't handle this. And he has laid it out for you. He has put it in his word. He has given you examples. He has given you a teacher in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit guides us. It mentors us. It trains us. It builds our faith. It builds our character. God knew that we would need all the help that we could possibly get. But our departure is at hand. It may not be today or tomorrow or next year, but it is coming. Are you ready? Are you ready? I want to leave this with you as I close. This is probably the quickest sermon you ever had. And I see some of y'all saying, yes. I want to leave this with you. This is a story that I have gotten on Google. Everybody's on Google, right? Everything Google is, yeah, everything's on Google. I'm going to read this to you. I want you to listen to the words of this. This is really significant for us as Christians to understand what departure really means. A young child was diagnosed with a terminal disease. The parents knew that he would soon die. The child as well knew that his death would be soon. One night he was sitting in his mother's lap watching television with her. He looked up into his mother's eyes and said, "Mommy, does it hurt to die?" The young mother was overcome with grief, had to leave the room for a moment to gather her emotions. She stood in the bathroom and prayed, "God, what can I tell him?" She felt that the Lord gave her a word for him. She went back into the room and said, "Honey, do you remember how so many times you have fallen asleep in front of the television? And then the next morning, you wake up in your room. Well, I will tell you what happens. When you go to sleep, your father comes in, and with his strong arms, he picks you up and carries you into your room. Then the next thing you know, you wake up in your room. Death is just like that. When you die, you fall asleep. Jesus Christ gathers you up in his strong arms and carries you to heaven. And then you wake up in another room. Are you ready? You can be by knowing Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Are you ready for your departure? Are you running the race with him? Are you running away from him? Are you keeping the faith? If you're not, then you can come forward today and give your life to Christ. If you've already done that and you have gotten off the path, gotten out of the race, you can come back home. Jesus welcomes you back. Jesus said, "I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Jesus knows that sometimes we're going to stumble. Sometimes we're going to get out of the race. Sometimes we're going to get off track. Sometimes we're going to take a sabbatical. But he's always ready to receive you. That's the beauty of this race. We're not worrying about the only first prize that's in a race, but we're worrying about heaven. And heaven is available to everyone who finished the race. Are you ready for that? Are you doing those things that you need to be doing so when that time comes, your epitaph can be triumphal as well? Paul's giving you an example. He shows you how to do it. Even though he started off persecuting Christians, he got in the race and he finished strong. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish. And I brought my own amens, by the way. And see, since I'm not sitting out in the audience, I have to say amen to myself. Amen, William. Yeah. Thank you. Jesus is waiting. When that time comes, are you ready?